Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksubas Daf Mem. We left off on Daf Lamed Tesim Beis at the two dots, two lines from the bottom of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children and Le'ilui Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, La Shalom, Nisham Shrev and Leah. We thank Dr. Landerer for continuing to sponsor the Daf Yomi Shir each and every day. What we're going to discuss today is the following. First of all, the mitzvah Velosia Le'isha that one has to marry Anusaso. We're going to talk about why does that apply to a mafuta as well, or only to an anusa? And when we don't apply, and when we don't apply that mitzvah, meaning namely when the woman is asuratim, and why don't we just say asedo chalos asay, that even if the woman is asuratim, he has a mitzvah to marry her, so the mitzvah asay should be docha v'los asay. So that discussion is going to take us to the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, and then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about whether there is a knas payment for a nara shenisaris of in his garsha, who already had erusin once previously in her life and has now been divorced, and then your one is mefater her. Do you have a knas payment for a mefuta who's a nara shenis arsa vinis garsha? Then the next Mishnah is going to talk about how to assess boshas upagam payments, meaning how much money is that? Is the boshas upagam? And the Gemara is going to talk about how do I know that boshas upagam is a separate payment? Maybe it's all inclusive in the knas. And also, how do I know that the father gets those payments? Maybe the knas goes to the father, but the boshas upagam goes to the girl. So that's going to take those discussions will take us all the way to the Mishnah on Amud Beis. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about the three different stages of a girl's maturity, the idea of katana and nara and bogeres, and who there's a chi of knas for, who there isn't, and who is subject to being sold by her father, and who is not subject to being sold as a shivcha by her father, and are those two things related to each other? Meaning, is there such a correlation that whether they're related or not, is there a correlation as far as whether there is a knas and whether there's mecher? So that will be the last discussion of the daf. That will take us all the way to the end of the daf. So let's begin. Lamentesim based two lines from the bottom of the page at the two dots. So we had said in the Mishnah one of the differences between onus and mefata is that onus is shosa ba'atzitzo, that the guy who's ma'anis a girl, whether he likes it or not, he has to marry her. Whereas by a mefata, he's not obligated to marry her. So amalei rav mi parzaki l'rav michti migmar gamri me'adadi. We already know that we link the parshios of onus and mefata to derive certain halachos, meaning we already know that the pasuk says by a mefuta kesef yishkol kemar abesulos, but it doesn't say how many shkalim. And by onus it says v'nasanish hashochiv imalavi anara chamishim kesef, but it doesn't say that it's shkalim, it just says how many. So we learn from there that it's chamishim shkalim for both. We learn the chamishim from onus to mefata and the shkalim from mefata to onus. So we clearly link the parshios already anyway in halacha. So why don't we link these parshios legabe this halacha as well? Let's say that there's a mitzvah velosi elisha for a mefata as well, not only for an ones. So and he should be forced to marry her. Says the Gemara, Amar Kra Mahari Maharena Lo Liisha. So we darshin Lo Midaito, that it all depends on his desire, on his want to marry her. And if he doesn't want to, then we do not force him. That's the drasha that we have dafka by the pasuk of mefata that tells us that when he's not going to be forced to marry her against his will. Tosos and the Ritva both explain that the drasha is not from the word lo, even though the Gemara makes it sound like it's from the word lo, where it says lo midaito. And how do I know it's not from the word lo? Because by onus it says velo si elisha. You also have the word lo with a vav, so we don't say over there lo midaito. We say even lo balkarcho, that he has to marry her. So it's not from the word lo. It's really from the word yimaharena, that he is the one that is marrying her. So that's how the Rishonim explained this drasha. So then the Mishnah said Ketzat Shosa Ba'atzitzo. So he said, what does that mean that he's forced to marry her? That if there's a Dvar Erva, or she's not Roy Lava Bi Yisrael, he's not allowed to marry her, because Lo Si Elisha means only an Isha Haru'uyalo, that the mitzvah that a Ma'anes has to marry Anusaso is only if she's someone who he's otherwise allowed to marry. But if she was someone that's Asura to him anyway, then he's not allowed to marry her. So I said this over to Rav Zidmi Arda, my kasha on the Mishnah, that if she's not Roy Lava B'Yisrael, he has to divorce her. Well, why should that be the case? Nesi Asei V'Nitchalo Sasei. Why don't we say that if you have a mitzvah Sasei, we learned in the beginning of Maseches Yevamos, that there is a klal, that when there's a mitzvah Sasei, it's docha, that conflicts with the Lo Sasei. So the Asei is docha the Lo Sasei. So let the mitzvah Sasei of a Lo Siya Li'isha be docha the Lo Sasei of the psul kal, and he should be allowed to marry her. Tosos raises the kasha Dibra Maskel Nesi, that in the Mishnah it says that there's a special drasha that's mimait chayave lavin from this mitzvah, meaning Tesi Asei v'Nidchalos Asei is you have klayim betzitzis mila betzaras, where the mitzvah's there. It's just a question of that the only way to get to fulfill the mitzvah is by violating the Los Asei. But over here we have a drasha from a pasuk that tells me that there is no mitzvah of marrying a girl who's a psul kal. There is no mitzvah of marrying a girl who you're otherwise not allowed to marry. So Tosos works on that kasha. He has a couple of answers. And one of his answers, the second answer, he says that the Mishnah darshans it from Velosia. The kasha, the Gemara is, why don't we darshan that pasuk only to be Mimait Chayavei Krisus? Then in Achinami, you have a drasha that tells you that there are certain women that this mitzvah is not going to apply to. But maybe it's not for every woman that's also. Maybe it's only for the most severe Isurim. And the less severe Isurim, like Chayuve Lavin, there still will be a mitzvah to marry, and then you'll have an issue of asay versus a los asay, and let the asay come and be docha the los asay. So Amalis, Rav Zvid responded to me, says Rav Kahana, when I told him my kasha about why don't we say asay docha los asay. He said, Heich amrin anesi asay v'nitcha los asay. You need to know the klalim of asay docha los asay. We don't apply that rule indiscriminately. There are limitations. Kigon mila b'tzaras. You know where we say that an asay is docha los asay? That's if a person needs a bris mila, and on the makom arla there's tzaras. So the Torah has an iser that he shamar b'nega tzaras l'shmor ma'od, that you're not allowed to cut off a nega tzaras. So the Gemara, the Gemara in the third parak of Makos, darshins from that pasuk that there's an iser to cut off a nega tzaras, and on the other hand, there's a mitzvah to do a bris mila. So in such a situation, we'll say the mitzvah's mila is an asay that's going to be docha the los asay, the loefsha, the kumila asay, because it would be impossible to fulfill the assay without violating the law, and there's no way out of fulfilling the assay. So in such a case, we're going to say assay is docha los assay, as opposed to aval hacha. But over here, by a man is ma'anis a woman, and he has a mitzvah to marry her. Well, yamra delo beina. If she says I'm not interested in marrying you, mi isay la'assay klal. Well, then it's not an assay at all. So the way most rishonim understand it is what the gemara is trying to say is that if she says she's not interested in marrying him, he has no chiv to marry her, and therefore that's an indication that the mitzvah to marry her of Losi Elisha is a mitzvah kala, that it's not a very severe mitzvah, because you see that she could just say no thank you. Most mitzvahs you can't just say no thank you, so just the fact that she can say no thank you, it's an indication that it's not such a strong chiyuv, and because it's a weaker chiyuv, it's not going to be docha the los asay. Asay docha los asay is only when you have a really strong mitzvah asay, like mila, where there's no way out of the mitzvah of mila. There's no one that could say, the baby can't say no thanks, not today, I'll have the bagel but not the not the surgery. Right, so you can't. There's no getting out of it. Whereas when it comes to the Velosi Elisha, since the woman can say no, thank you, so then it's a raya that it's a mitzvah kala. That is how Rov Rishonim understand. Rashi, however, says no, that's not what it means. He says asay dochalos asay is only when it's efshar lekayim shnehem, when you can't possibly fulfill the asay without violating the los asay. But whenever it's efshar lekayim shnehem, we're not going to say asay dochalos asay. So what does it mean efshar lekayim shnehem? So sometimes it means that there's a way to do the mitzvah without violating the lav, or sometimes it means you could make the mitzvah go away. You could take away the entire chiyuv. So over here, she can make the mitzvah go away. She can say, I'm not interested in marrying you, and then there won't be a mitzvah. So that's called efshar l'kayim shneim. You could do it in such a way where it's efshar l'kayim shneim. Aye, but what if she does want to marry him? Beis Din will tell her, no, you don't. Say that you don't, because otherwise there's going to have to be a violation of a los asay, and Beis Din will force her to be l'shma divrei chacham. Chachamim and say that she's not interested in marrying her. That's in marrying him. The it would turn out, the Rishonim point out, that if she says she wants to marry him, then we're going to have to force her to be maskim. But it doesn't sound that way from that's a perush dachuk. The Rishonim say it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. That's ikur chasam and asefer, that we have to go through this whole exercise where she must refuse. Not the fact that she has the right to refuse is takes away the asay del chalos to say no, but that she must refuse according to Rashi. So that's why the other Rishonim say it's not that she must refuse. It's just the very fact that she has the right to refuse tells me that it's a mitzvah kala, that the asay is an asay that is kala. But bottom line is what you do certainly see from here is that whenever it's nitan lemchila, whenever the asay is something that she can be mochel for whatever reason, whether you say like Rashi, whether you say like the other Rishonim, we'll, for whatever reason, we're not going to say asay dochalos asay on something that's nitan lemchila. So Tosi Shonim raises the following question, that the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos in the first parak says that the mitzvah asay of kibbutz av is not docha Shabbos. That if, let's say, a father asks you to be mechal Shabbos, mitzvah asay of kibbutz av is not docha Shabbos. And the Gemara says, we learn it from a pasuk, that kibbutz av is not docha Shabbos. So frekta Tosi Shonim, why do I need a pasuk to tell me kibbutz av is not docha Shabbos? Kibbutz av is nitan lemechila. If a parent says, no thank you, then you don't have to be mechavi them. You don't have to give them that kavod that you're about to do. You're helping them get dressed, put on their shoes. And they say, no thank you, I'd rather put on my own shoes. So then you're not obligated to continue to put on their shoes. So if kibbutz av is nitan lemechila, it shouldn't be included in the parsha of asay dochalos say anyway. I shouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that kibbutz av is that you don't listen to a father when he tells you to be mechal Shabbos. Isn't that, you know, the way the Rishonim would say it over here? Isn't that an indication that kibbutz av is not such a strong mitzvah? Because it's nitan lemechila, so of course it's not going to be able to be docha olos asay. So the Tosi Shonim says that when the father wants it, though, it's an asay to do his mitzvah. It's an asay to do it. A little bit difficult to understand because the way the Rav Rishonim understand over here also, that if the girl wants it, it's also a mitzvah. So what does that mean? That it's not a mitzvah. So the Rishonim say no. What it means is that the father can change his mind at any time. Meaning, this is how some of the Achronim actually say in Shuvas Machne Chaim. He says the father could say no, don't put on my shoes. Then he tries to put on his shoes and he hurts his back and he says, you know what? Put on my shoes. And the mitzvah's right back. The mitzvah can come around. It's not like he could be mochel once and that's it. Then you're patur forever. Right? The father is 30 years old and he tells his son, I can put on my own shoes. Thank you very much. And now when he's 90 and he can't put on his own shoes, the son says, you told me once 60 years ago. No, there's no. It's not like a one-time thing. It's a whenever he wants. The mitzvah comes back. Lo si li'isha, it could be that it is a one-time thing. That's a question whether that's true. But it could be at least that it's a one-time thing. That if, meaning the Achronim discussed, so Minchas Chinuch talks about what if you have a woman who is a guy is ma'anes, a woman, and she's achos ishto, so it's not ro'i, he can't marry her, and then ishto dies, then his wife dies, so now it's achos ishto lachem isas ishto. So do you say now there is a mitzvah l'osir li'isha? So Pashto says, Minchas Chinuch says, no, it's a one time thing. At that moment they could get married, they get married, otherwise not. So l'chorim, the same is true with mechila, that you have that one opportunity, and at that moment if they can get married, they get married. It's a question though, in general, this idea of kibbutz av is nitan, is that really a rule that kibbutz av is nitan? I mean, the Achronim raise it in a different context as well. They raise it by Kavod Rabbo as well. The Turei Evin in Maseches Megillah discusses that the assay of Kavod HaTorah is docha other assays, and he says, but wait, our sugya says lo siya li'isha is not docha because it's nitan l'mechila. So the assay of Kavod HaTorah, the Rav can also be mochel al kavado. So how could that be docha things if it's such a weak assay that it's that it's nitan lemechila? So the Turi Evin says no, because bizayon harav is not nitan lemechila. So there's always some element of it that's not nitan lemechila. One can suggest that maybe this whole idea that kavod harav is nitan lemechila, kibbutz av is nitan lemechila, it's not really that it's nitan lemechila. It's just part of the definition of kavod. We have to see if it actually holds true when you go through the sugyas. But there is a concept that Ritzono Shel Adam Zehu Kvodo, that whatever a person wants, that is the definition of kavod for that person. So if the person doesn't want you putting on their shoes, then that's not kavod for that person to do such a thing, because they're not interested in it. So it's not that the kavod is nit on the mechila, it's that it's just not kavod anymore. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be mechabed, means to do ritzono shel adam, to do things that he would actually want, that he would actually be interested in doing. But the acharim don't mention that, at least from what I was able to see, don't mention that possibility over here. Okay, new Mishnah now. So the Mishnah discusses another difference between Ones and Mefata. We already had several differences in the last Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us, this Mishnah doesn't really read exactly the way it looks like it reads. The Gemara is going to make a major change in the Mishnah. Here's what it sounds like it says. Yisomish and Nisarsav and Niskarsha. If you have a girl who doesn't have a father and she had Erusin and then got divorced, then Rabbi Elazar Amar Ones Chayev Mefata Pater. Then if a man is Ma'ani such a girl, he's Chayev to pay, but if he's Mefata such a girl, he's not Chayev to pay. The way the Gemara is going to say what this Mishnah really means to say is that Yisoma, if you have a Yisoma who doesn't have a father, and also, separate case, a girl who does have a father, Shenisarsa, Viniskarsha, that had Erusin and then got divorced and is no longer Bereshus Avia, and then someone is Boel her, so Rabbi Elazar says, if someone is Ma'anis her, he's Chayiv, he's Mefata her, he's Patur. Ooh, so we already had a discussion about that, meaning a girl who's not a Yisoma, just a girl who had Erusin, Shenis Arsa, Vinis Garsha. We had in Daf Lamed Ches, we had three deals about a Nara, Shenis Arsa, Vinis Garsha. Some say that Ein La Knas, some say, yes, she has Knas, but Knas Ali Atzma, and some say Knas Ali Avia. So, it turns out that Rabbi Eliezer seems to be assuming that Knas Ali Atzma, and that's why we're being mechalik between Ones and Mefata, because when it comes to an Ones, so he assaulted her, and therefore he has to pay the Knas. But by Mefata, she was mochel, she was interested. So if it was Knas Ali Aviha, so it's still, you would still have to pay, because you still did something to the father by having this relationship with his daughter. But if it's Knas Ali Atzma, you didn't do anything b'nad l'chaveru to the girl, she was interested in the relationship. So that seems to be assuming, the chilik between Ones and Mefata seems to be assuming Knas Ali Atzma, and that's why when she's in Sarsim and Skarsha, it's Knas Ali Atzma, and that's why by Mefata you're not going to have to pay the Knas. So that's exactly the point the Gemara makes. Amar Rabbi Bar Bechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Bishitas Rabbi Akiva, Rabo Amara. When Rabbi Elazar makes this distinction between being Ma'anis and being Mefata, Anarish and that is following the shita of his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva. The Amar, because his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah in Daf Lamed Ches, Yesh la knas u knas li atzma. That if a girl is in the Sarsa of Niskarsha, she does receive knas, and she's the one that gets it, not her father, because she was already Yotze Mirushuso with the Erisin. So since the knas would be going to her anyway, and it's a Mefata situation, so we assume she's been mochel the knas. Says Murmi Mai, how do I know that Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Akiva in a case of Narish and Sarsim and Niskarsha? That's not what our Mishnah is talking about. Our Mishnah is talking about a case of Yisoma Shendisarsav and Niskarsha. Yisoma doesn't have a father, so that's why it's not going to go to the father. But in a regular case of Nisarsav and Niskarsha, who has a father, maybe the father still gets it. So Midukhtani Yisoma, Reblaz Romer Honas Chayavam Fata Pater, Yisoma Pshita. So it says, well, no, no. The case of Yisoma can't be what the Mishnah is talking about. It can't be the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That if you have a girl who's a Yisoma and you're Mefata to her, that you don't have to pay her the Knas. Obviously, there's no father to give the Knas to. So obviously, she'd be the only person that you would pay the Knas to. And when you're Mefata to her, you're not going to pay the Knas. It must be that the proper way to read the Mishnah is like we indicated before. Did Narish and Nisarsav and Niskarsha ki Yisoma, that where the Mishnah is trying to say that just like it's obvious that there's a difference between being Ma'anis versus being Mefata a Yisoma, so too it should be, there's a difference between being Ma'anis versus being Mefata a Narish and Nisarsav and Niskarsha, that in both of those cases the only one who would be eligible to receive the Knas is, I mean, both the case of a Yisoma and the case of a Narish and Nisarsav and Niskarsha, the only one who would be eligible to receive the Knas is her, and since you're Mefata her, you don't have to pay the Knas. If you're Ma'anis her, you do, but if you're Mefata her, you don't. My Yisoma li Atzma, just like by Yisoma, it's obvious that it doesn't go to the father, it goes to her. Saf Narshin Sarsim Niskarsha Liatzma. So too Narshin Sarsim Niskarsha, even if she has a father, she would be the one that would receive the knas, and that's why Rabbi Elazar comes and tells me, so if you're mafat to her, you don't have to pay anything, because she was mochelas, she was interested in the relationship. So Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Bar Shila, Amar Rabbi Saba, Amar Rabbi Barava, Amar Rav, Halach Rabbi Elazar. A lot of people said that the halacha follows the shita of Rabbi Elazar, that Nara, who's Nisarsa v'Niskarsha, who had Erusin and then got divorced, do you have to pay her knas? Depends. If one is ma'aneser, then yes, he has to pay the knas, but if one is mefater, he's put from paying the knas. We paskin like this Rabbi Elazar, who's quoting his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, who's following Shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo. The Ritva points out, if he's following Shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo, why don't we just say halacha Rabbi Akiva? Why are we saying Allah Rabbi Elazar? So if you recall, there were two versions of Rabbi Akiva. There was Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, and there was Rabbi Akiva of the Braisa. So it's much more clear to say that halacha is Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar follows the version of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, that Knasa Liatzma, that an Arish and Sassav and Iskarsha gets her own Knas, and that therefore Rabbi Elazar says, it follows that if you're Mefater, there's no payment at all, there's no Knas payment at all. But if you were to follow Rabbi Akiva of the Braisa, it's that Yesh Lo Knas of Knas La Aviha. Ooh, so that's a different story. Then you would pay it even by Mefata as well. So in order to be very clear that we're paskening like the version of Rabbi Akiva that appears in the Mishnah, we say that we pasken like Rabbi Elazar. So Kari Rava Leid Rabbi Elazar Tuviyana Dechakimi, that he said about Rabbi Elazar that he's the greatest of the Chachamim. He's the choicest of the Chachamim. That he followed the best shita, the shita of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, that knasa liatzma, not like the shita of Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa, that knasa l'avia, not like the shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that an Arish and Sarsav and Skarsha doesn't get knas at all. And Rabbi Elazar explained the reason for it, that just like by Yisoma we darshan v'nasa l'avia nara, that only if she has an av, it goes to the father, but if she has no av, it goes to herself. So too asher lo orasa, he we explained already 2 days ago, means that that only give the knas to Avia when she's lo arasa. But if she ever had erusin, then the knas goes liatzma. So it fits the psukim the best. It's the best shita, and Rabbi Elazar knew how to choose of the three shitas in Tanayim. He knew how to choose the best one. So he's tovyana de hakimi. He did a great job over here. Okay, new Mishnah now. So the Mishnah discusses the other payments, aside from Knas, of Boshas and Begam. How do we make an assessment of how much you pay for Boshas and Begam? So, Ezu Boshas, what is the shear of Boshas? Hakolufiyam Vaisha Misbayish. You have to see how much embarrassment there was. It often depends on who is the person that is doing the embarrassing and who is the person that is getting embarrassed. Meaning, if it's a very chashuv person that's embarrassing you, okay, you could take some embarrassment from a chashuv person. But if it's a lowlife that it's embarrassing, that even the lowlife is comfortable embarrassing you, that's a much greater busha sometimes. And Hamisbayish, if I'm a very chashuv person, then I'm going to be very embarrassed. But if I'm not such a chashuv person, no one respecting me beforehand anyway, so I'm not going to be so embarrassed when I suffer a little bit of busha. So you have to measure based on who the people are. Pagam, how do we measure a pagam? Ro'un al-sakilu hi shivchadim karis b'shuk. We have to assess her as if she was a shivcha being sold in the shuk. Kama haisa yafa v'kama hi yafa. How much was she worth before the bia, and how much would she be sold for after the bia? Knas, shav b'kaladim. When it comes to knas, there's no change. It doesn't matter who the person is, doesn't matter values. It's an automatic payment. It's a consistent payment of 50 shekel. V'kol sheyesh lo kitzva min haTorah, shav b'kaladim. Whenever the Torah gives a very specific number, like the shloshim shkalim that you have for killing an Eved Kanani, it's always shloshim shkalim. It doesn't matter if he's an Eved Mapik Margolios, Nokev Margolios, or if he does some menial task. It's irrelevant what his skill set is, that it's always going to be shloshim shekel. Whenever the Torah gives a certain amount, then there's no assessment to be made. So now, the Mishnah had said that in order to mefata have to pay boshas u'begam in addition to the kanas payment. How do we know that that's true? Maybe when the Torah says you pay chamishim, that's to cover all of the payments, the boshas, the begam, the kanas, everything. Maybe the kanas is all-inclusive. So Amar Rabbi Zeir says it can't be that the kanas is all-inclusive, because Yomru Ba'al Bas Malachim Chamishim Ba'al Bas Hadyotos Chamishim. It doesn't make any sense. How could it be that if you're Ba'al Bas Hadyotos, you pay the same amount? It's the same Boshas as being Ba'al Bas Malachim. It's not the same Boshas. A Bas Malachim suffers much greater Boshas than a Bas Hadyotos. So it can't be. It has to be Lefiyam Avayesh Vahamispayesh. So Rashi understands that what the Gemara is saying is just Misvara. It has to be a chilik between them. The Achronim, the Megineh Shlomo, and others say that Rashi emphasizes that Misvara, it has to be a chilik by Boshas. How does that address that we know that Pagam is not necessarily included in the Kanas payment? Meaning the Gemara asked, how do I know that Boshas and Pagam are separate payments? Maybe both Boshas and Pagam are included in the Kanas payment. So the Gemara says, Boshas can't be included in the Kanas payment. There's a huge difference between Boshas of this type of person or that type of person. Yeah, but maybe Pagam is included in the Knas payment then. So that's what the Magine Shlomo writes, that Hu Adin, you could say the Gabe Pagam, that a Bas Malachim that's a Basula is worth a lot more than a Shivcha that's a Basula. So it's just giving the example of how it's obviously different by Boshas. It's also obviously different when it comes to Pagam, the same Svara. However, the Shita Mgvetza says, no. By Pagam, there's no difference. By Pagam, it doesn't matter whether she's a Bas Malachim or a Bas Shivcha. But once the Boshas payment we know is not included in the Knas, Memela, it's understood that the Pagam payment is not going to be included in the Knas either. So that's how Rabbi Zeira says, that's how I know that these things are not included in the Knas. So the Gemara challenges, says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye, Yehachi, Abaye says to Rabbi Zeira, if that's true, Gabe Eved Nami, then we should say by an Eved also, where it's Shloshim Shkalim for your ox killing an Eved. So Kesef, Pasuk says, Kesef Shloshim Shkalim Yitin Ladonav, Yomru, Eved Nokev Margalio Shloshim, and Eved Osa Maisa Machat Shloshim. You're going to say an Eved was a very rare skill that he gets, that is a job that you get paid a lot of money for, and you kill such an Eved, you're only going to pay Shloshim, and an Eved who does something that anybody could do, and you can find a dime a dozen to find workers that do that. You go by the train station, you just pick them up in the back of your pickup truck, and you take them wherever to whatever job site they're going to go to that day. So that's also going to be Shloshim. They have a skill that's so easy to find. It's also going to be Shloshim Shkalim. Meaning, if everything's Misvara, then by the Eved of Shloshim Shkalim, it's also Misvara. It doesn't make sense that it should be the same. Elamai, when the Torah sets an amount, that's the amount. So why does Svara play a role over here? So Elam, Rabbi Zera says, a similar but somehow different Svara. Ilu ba'u ala shnayim, echad kedarka v'echad shlo kedarka. So imagine two people are Boel this Nara. Two people are Ma'anesur, one after the other. The first one is Boel her Shalokadarka. So even when one is Boel Shalokadarka, there is a Chi of Knas. Even though he's not taking away the Basulim, he's Boel Shalokadarka, but Bia Shalokadarka is still called a Bia. Halachically, it counts as a Bia, as opposed to like what we discussed by a Shavuya, that Mimayich Bein Dadeha, other types of assault are not called a Bia, they're just assault, but a Bia Shalokadarka does count as a Bia halachically, and therefore he does have to pay Kanas. And then the second guy is Boel Her Kadarka. So Yomru, people are going to say, Baal Shlema, the first guy went, he was Boel, a girl that was totally untouched, that was never had anything, any Pagam whatsoever. So Chamishim, you're going to pay Chamishim Shkalim, Baal Paguma Chamishim. The second guy, after she's already been Nivelas, is also going to pay Chamishim. The Lechora, the Pagam of the Boel Shlema, is much greater than the Pagam of someone who's Boel, a girl who's already a Paguma. So it has to be that there's a Chilik between them, and that chilek is going to be in the boshes payment, that the boshes of the paguma is less than the boshes of the shlema. Samle Abaye says, yeah, but by that same logic, go back to the Eved question. Ihachi gabe Eved Nami, by the case of the Eved as well. Yomru Eved Bari Shloshim Eved Mukashchin Shloshim. That if your ox kills a healthy Eved, a strong Eved who's worth a lot of money, that you can pay Shloshim. And does it make any sense that if he kills an Eved that's Mukashchin, that's Shvach, and that can't really do anything, that it's Shloshim as well? No, obviously it doesn't make any sense. And Afal became, that's what the Torah says, that you pay Shloshim Shkalim. It's a set of amount in the Torah. So maybe that's true of Knas as well, that the Knas is 50 shkalim, and it's inclusive of Boshas and Begam also. So the Gemara therefore says, a new Svara. Ella Amar Abaye, how do I know that you pay Boshas and Begam separately? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says by Ones, it says that Venasa Naisha Shochev Malavia Nara Chabishim Kasav Losi Elisha. Tachas asher ina, that he has to pay the chamishim kesef, tachas asher ina. So we darshin, hani, tachas asher ina, mechal dikaposh subgam, that the 50 kesef only covers asher ina. It only covers the fact that he had slept with her. But there's still going to be other things that happened to her. There's still boshas that she suffered. There's still pagam that she suffered. And that is not covered. It's ki'ilu, the pasuk is telling us beferish, that it's not covered by the chamishim, that it's not covered by the 50 shekel that you pay for the knas. So the Gemara brings another drasha. Rava Amar, Amar Krav, pasuk says, v'nosun ish ha-shochevima la'vi anara chamishim kesef. Now the words ha-ish ha-shochevima are extra, right? Meaning we know who we're talking about over here. We already said, I wouldn't think it's somebody else that has to come and pay it. This is the guy that was ma'aneh, sir. So hana'ashchiv ha-chamishim. Why does it say ish ha-shochevima? Because it's telling us that it's only for the hana'ashchiv. But that payment, that check that he writes for chamishim shekel, it only covers the anas shchiva. Mechal diikah boshes begam, but you still have a separate cheshbon of boshes begam that you're still going to be on the hook for. So that is, those are the two possible drushes. So again, the Gemara had really three possibilities of how we know that that boshes begam is not included in the knas payment, but we rejected the first, and then we had two drushes from Pesukim. The first one was a svara, that it's not mistaver, that every woman is going to be assessed the same boshes and the same begam. People are different, whether it be, we had two ways of formulating that difference, but people are different. But the Gemara rejected that because you could say the same svar by Shloshim Shalavet, and then the Gemara had two psukim, either Tachas Hasher Ina, that's what the 50 shekel is for, or Isha Shochevima, that only Hana Shchiva is 50 shekel. Good, so now we've solved that problem. But frak the Gemara, Ve'ema Ledita, now that I know that you have to pay Boshes Begam separate from Knas, and I know that the Knas goes to the father, because that's what it says in the Pasuk. It says, La Avi Hanara, that you give the Knas. But the Boshes Begam maybe doesn't go to the father. Maybe the Boshes Begam payment should go to her. Maybe that's something that should be Shaykh to the Nara herself. It would turn out, Tosis points out, that if you were to pay the Nara herself, the Boshes Begam payment, then it should turn out that a Mefuta doesn't get Boshes Begam. Because she was mochel, she was interested in having the bia. So Tosfos discusses, yeah, but there's a mishnah that says that the mafuta does get boshes begam. So isn't that enough indication? So you have to say that we're trying to figure out how the mishnah knew it. Meaning, how do we know? Yeah, in a chinami, the mishnah knew that the boshes begam payment goes to her father, but how do we know that? So Amar Krab Benurah Beisavia Kol Shvach Nurah Lavia, that any benefit that comes out of her being a Nara goes to Aviha. So says the Gemara, if you're going to learn from the din of that phrase Benurah Beisavia is by Afaris Nedarim, so you're going to learn from Afaris Nedarim by every Davrusha B'Mamon. Ve'lahadam Rav Huna Marav Minayin Shemaisa Abbas Lavia. How do I know that the Maisa Yadayim that the daughter makes goes to her father? Shneimar, because the parsha, the pasuk says by Yom Ivriya, v'chiyim kor ish es bito la'ama. So the Torah equates the zchus of the father and his daughter to the zchus of an adon in an ama. So ma ama ma'isiyadel l'rabba af bas ma'isiyadel l'aviya. Just like an ama Ivriya, whatever ma'isiyadayim she produces goes to her master, so to a daughter, whatever ma'isiyadayim she produces goes to her father. So, but if you're going to really learn that the father has all the rights in her and dini mamnas from hafaras nedarim lamali, what do you need this Russia to equate an Ami Ivriya to a Bas? You don't need that. Anyway, you should already learn it from Rabbi Savia by a first and a darm, that anything, all Dine Mamanus, all benefits go to the father. No, what you have to say is that Bnei Rebbe Saviyah is only about Hafaras Nedarim and has nothing to do with all the Dine Mamnas. Maybe you should say that in a Chinami it's only about Hafaras Nedarim, but shouldn't we learn all shvach neurim from hafaras nedarim by a memetzinu. No, mamon meisur lo yalfinan. You don't learn dinim mamonis from isur veheter. Hafaras nedarim is isur veheter that he has the right to be made for her nedarim. That doesn't necessarily mean that he has the rights to all of the money that she's going to earn. V'chitei menelif miknasa. Okay, but still maybe I could learn that the father's entitled to all the monetary payments, the boshes, the begam, because he's entitled to the knas, and that's money and money. So maybe I should learn from there that he's entitled to the boshes of begam payments as well. Says, well, no, mamon miknasa le'alfinan. You can't learn mamon from knas. Why can't I learn mamon from knas? Knas is also money. It's also cash, right? So why can't I learn mamon from knas? So Rashi writes in Maseches Kiddushin that since knas is a chiddush u'shechidusha Torah, mechiddush lo gamrinan, that a chiddush is always something that's a yotze min haklal, and therefore it's removed from the system of memetzinu, that you can't learn from one to the other. So Ela Mistavra says Mar Davi Ahavi. Again, we're stuck. How do I know that the father gets the boshes of begam payment? First we said we get it from Benura Beis Aviyah. We said no way, Benura Beis Aviyah is only about hafaras nedarim. You can't learn mamon from hafaras nedarim. And then we said maybe we should learn from knas. No way, you can't learn from knas. Knas is a chiddush. El mistavra daviyahavi. The bay masal al menuvel umukashchin. It's most mistavra that it should be in the father's that the father should be the one to receive those payments, because the father could give her for kiddushin against her will to a menuvel or mukashchin. So you see, the father could give her over for kiddushin to whoever he wants, even if it's going to cause her great embarrassment, even if it's going to be pogame her value. So he gives her to a low life. It's going to be pogame her value. It's going to cause her embarrassment. So you see, the boshes and the begam is in the control of the father. So since the father owns, so to speak, the boshes and begam, so mela, when you cause her boshes and begam, which the father was protecting all this time, and he didn't give her to a mavuza or a mukashre, so you see, the father was protecting this boshes and begam, so then you're going to have to pay him. So good, so that's how we know that it goes to the father. Begam, rovna sekilu yishivchadim keres. So begam, we assess it by looking at her as a shivcha who's being sold in the shuk, how much she would have been worth, how much she is worth. How do we do that assessment? That when you're looking at the specs on the shivcha that you're interested in buying, so if how much of a price difference would there be between a basula and a ba'ula when you're buying a shivcha? So it says, shivcha ba'ula l'shamshav, when you're buying a shivcha, she's going to serve your dinner, she's going to clean the house. What difference does it make whether she's a basula or a ba'ula? That shouldn't even be, that shouldn't make it onto the specs of the, you know, what you're interested in buying with a shivcha. Ella bein shivcha ba'ula l'shivcha she'ena ba'ula asiyah la'avdo. No, the case is, the reason you want a shivcha is not because you need a new housekeeper. You want a shivcha because you want to find a wife for your eved, who's a very trustworthy eved. So how much of a difference will you pay for the eved? So it says more, l'avdo, ma'naf glemina. Why do you want a shivcha for your eved? To produce more avadim. So what difference does it make whether she's a basula or a ba'ula? Either way, they'll produce more avadim. It shouldn't matter to you at all. No, you love this eved. You really want to take care of him and you want to make him happy. So how much would you be willing to pay price difference to get the top-notch shivcha for your eved? That's how we do the assessment. Okay, new mishnah. Any girl who is young enough that the father can still sell her, then she's too young to receive a knas payment. Meaning, if she's a katana, she's too young to receive a knas payment. Kolmokam sheyesh knas, whenever there is a knas payment, meaning she's already a naira, ein mecher, means she's too old for the father to be able to sell her. So that means, that translates into katana yesh la mecher v'ein la knas. When she's a katana, she could be sold by her father, but there's no knas payment for being ma'aneser. Naira yesh la knas v'ein la mecher, and naira, there's knas, but there is no mecher. And once she's a bogeres, neither of those things apply. This is all a reflection of Shitas Rav Meir. The Chum say that even a katana, if one is married as a katana, you do pay a knas. Titania, we have a price, a katana in Basio Mecher, a katana from birth until she becomes a nara, Yesh la Mecher, Vien la knas, could be sold, but there's no knas. And once she's a Nara until she becomes a Bogaris, so she's subject to Knas. knas, but not mecher. Divra meir. Shair meir omer. Kol makom sheish mecher ein knas. Kol makom sheish knas ein mecher. That's our Mishnah. But the chachamim omrim ketanim v'ashal shom yomecher v'ashin tibagir yesh lo knas. That already at the age of 3 she can get a knas payment. So you see that it doesn't have to wait till she's a nara. So says Mar knas in mecher lo. Wait, at the age of 3 she can get a knas payment. Does that mean that the father can't sell her anymore? No. Ema af knas b'makom mecher. It means that the father can also sell her, that the two don't, the two can coexist. You can have knas and mecher at the same time in her life. Amr of Chista, my time is Rav Meir. Why does Rav Meir think that a katana does not get a knas? Amr Kra, because the pasuk says velo siya liisha. So we darshan from the word tihiya b'mahava atzma kasam adaber. That has to be a girl who's of age that she can accept kiddushin for herself. The Rabbanan would respond Amr Shlakish. Amr Kra, pasuk says naara chaser without a hay. Afilu katana b'mashma, that it's consistent. Whenever the Torah says naara without a hay, that means that it's even a katana. So Shamra Papa braid the Rav Chanan mi be. He said over this teaching that Nara without a hay always means a katana as well. You taught Reish Lakish's teaching in relation to that braisa. I taught it in relation to the following, that let's say a man marries a katana and then he's motzi shemra that she was mizana tachtav, so pater. He's pater from paying the knas of Meir Shkalim for being motzi shemra. Why? Shenemar, v'nosun lavi hanara, and it spells it with a hey, nara male dibra kasuv. So you see that only if it's a real nara, not a katana. So maskar v'adavarava time to kasuv nara halavachi hava amina filu katana. Wait, without that, I would have thought that motzi shemer applies to a katana. Vaksiv v'memusay adavar zavlonut subusul nara v'tzias nara pesach misavios kolua uktana lav basochini pana motzi shemer. So you give her skila. You can't do that to a katana. Ella kan nara hakal makom shenemer nara without a hey afilu katana v'mashma. No, it's dafka. It's obvious over here that by Motzi Shemer that it's got to be a girl who's already a Nara, and it spells it with a hey, and that's therefore the limud, that whenever it spells it with a hey, it can't mean a katana. Whenever it spells it without a hey, it does mean a katana. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the top of Mem Aleph Mem Aleph.